Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
This is going to be fascinating because we can put the science to the test right here in the Country 106.7 studio.
How are we going to do that?
Producer Paulie met his lovely, darling wife, Marnie, online.
Yes.
In fact, on Plenty of Fish. Correct, Paulie?
Yes, there was two sites. It's an interesting story.
What, you were both on two sites?
Yes.
Oh. Wait a minute. You were cheating on the online dating sites?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
Messaged me on a site called OkCupid.
Okay.
I didn't reply because I was dating somebody else at the time.
Whoa.
But then six months later, she sees me on Plenty of Fish and messages me. And I'm like, this is that woman from OkCupid who I kind of liked. I'm going to take this opportunity to actually reply to her this time.
What? Rewind. Why, if you were dating someone, were you still on the dating website?
No, it was like a casual thing.
Like, it wasn't, we weren't like exclusive.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Right.
But did she know that?
That's the thing, right?
Marnie and I still laugh about it.
That's funny.
Very good.
Okay, so it worked out.
At least it didn't take you 6 months to reply to me this time.
She was worth the wait. I don't know if you were, but she certainly was.
So Plenty of Fish was ultimately the site where she reeled you in, Paulie.
Yes.
And that was where this study comes from. 1,100.
Really, we're going to do Plenty of Fish studies.
But we have the scientific evidence to back it up. We're about to put it to the test.
Polly's the only person I know who didn't have to like get restraining orders and get rid of douche wads they met on Plenty of Fish. He's the only guy I know that site worked for.
Okay. Well, according to that site, the most popular, let's go back to see if Paulie's falls in any of the top three first dates that ultimately led to marriage. So I've got the three top first dates to take you to an ultimate marriage union with your partner.
What
did you guys do for your first date after meeting on Plenty of Fish?
I believe we just had dinner together at Kelsey's, or Casey's or whatever.
Ring that bell. That's it.
Go for dinner, mate.
Well, going 65% went for a meal or an appetizer on their first date. Second most popular first date.
Can I advise against that? You don't do the first date meal. You do first date drink. Let's just meet for a drink so I can
usually
see if I
that's
can
what
stand
I do.
You.
Usually that's what I do, but for some reason,
you know?
That was number three. Number two is going for a walk.
A walk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because then you can see the person's gait. You can see how they carry themselves. You can see if that annoys you at all.
You can make it a speed walk if they're getting a little bit too touchy-feely.
You can run away from them.
The less complicated the interaction, the more likely it is for a potential partnership to emerge because you're not distracted, leaving you more time to focus on the other person, how you feel around them, and whether an attraction is building.
I feel nervous about the dinner, though. Like, at dinner, you have to like worry about, okay, what should I order? Can't be too messy. Can't be too expensive.
Yes.
Can't be too chewy. Because then I can't speak. Mm-hmm. So that's why I get anxious about the dinner. I would like keep dinner for the third. I would do drink, walk, dinner. Drink, walk, dinner. Or walk, drink, dinner.
Well,
I don't know.
It was dinner first, and Paulie got... So it's now producer Paul I, the science guy. Backing up the research on Campbell and Farwell this morning.
Who paid the bill on the first date dinner? Tell me it was Dutch.
I think we went Dutch.
Did you?
Marnie, can you remember? Give me an email.
Oh, she remembers.
Oh, she would. I'm
oh,
sure
she will remember.
She remembers
what I was wearing on my first day.
Good grief.
She loves you. Oh, that's pretty cute. Farwell?
It's 8:24.
Best first date?
Best first date.
Changing the subject.
Any first date would be a best first date over here. Thank you, Paul I, the science guy.
It's 8:24. You didn't get one date last night when you were at boot camp for Farwell for Hire?
I embarrassed the hell out of myself doing boot camp last night. Thank you very much.
You didn't get one date when you were cruising down King Street with all of the ladies doing karaoke?
I did not. Not one. I know. I got to up my game. Time for some Plenty of Fish, eh, Paul I? The science guy?
Paul I rhymes with walleye, and he's a catch.
I'm
digging my own damn bell for
that.
Yeah,
come
on.
She deserved that one, even though it was forced.
Walleye is a fish, Polly. You could also call it a pike or a pickerel, I believe. I
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.